Now turn to part three. You will hear five different people talking about their work in art and design. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
As a child, I used to watch my mother adjust her hat in the mirror. That's when I became fascinated with hats. I could always make things easily, even then, and now I love working the materials with my hands when I'm designing, rather than using machines. The details of the style are everything. Although I have 15 people working in the studio, I personally design every hat after consulting with the customer, because it's my touch they are paying for. Sometimes, when I'm with one of the big designers, I think, am I really here, sharing ideas with someone I used to read about in magazines?
Speaker 2.
My work comes from my personal experiences, things that I see. Because I work in photography, there'll often be 3 months' preparation between having an idea and the end result. Some gallery owners don't appreciate how long it takes to perfect a photographic exhibition, so that it creates just the right effect. Now I'm being offered some great opportunities, and my reaction is to say yes to everything I'm offered. But I mustn't be unrealistic and overdo it, otherwise my work won't be the same quality. There are so many new designers around, I can't afford to have a bad day. They'd be quick to step in if I did.
Speaker 3.
I spent years doing ceramics, then I met a sculptor who took me on. He never paid me, but I learnt so much. I went on from there. When I had a sculpture accepted for an exhibition, I realised that sculpting could earn me a living. Now I sell about 15 sculptures a year, mainly through personal contacts. You never stop learning. I'm always looking for new textures and shapes. I tried working with marble this year. It took me over 3 months to complete the piece, so it wasn't very cost-effective, but the end result was amazing, considering I'd never tackled anything like that before.
Speaker 4.
I've always been fascinated by shoes, ever since I saw them being made by hand as a child. Then I met a shoe designer at art college, and it all fell into place. I feel it's important for shoes to be not only beautiful, but also comfortable. You have to think of the purpose of the design, the lifestyle of the wearer. That's why it takes so long to complete. When clients come to me and say they can't walk in shoes they bought from the top designers, I know I can do better. There are so many new materials now, but you can't beat a good quality leather, and the cut makes all the difference.
Speaker 5.
I've always had a gift for art, and so I trained as an art teacher. Later I moved to Italy, and I've been running painting holidays for 15 years. It's a thrill working with other people's creativity. Many of the people have never painted before. They're not going to do a masterpiece in their first go, but there's so much talent around. I'm amazed at the kind of work they go on to produce. I still accept commissions, but it takes me a long time to produce a good painting. I'm not really conscious of the practicalities of being a commercial artist. I just love painting.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
As a child, I used to watch my mother adjust her hat in the mirror. That's when I became fascinated with hats. I could always make things easily, even then, and now I love working the materials with my hands when I'm designing, rather than using machines. The details of the style are everything. Although I have 15 people working in the studio, I personally design every hat after consulting with the customer, because it's my touch they are paying for. Sometimes, when I'm with one of the big designers, I think, am I really here, sharing ideas with someone I used to read about in magazines?
Speaker 2.
My work comes from my personal experiences, things that I see. Because I work in photography, there'll often be 3 months' preparation between having an idea and the end result. Some gallery owners don't appreciate how long it takes to perfect a photographic exhibition, so that it creates just the right effect. Now I'm being offered some great opportunities, and my reaction is to say yes to everything I'm offered. But I mustn't be unrealistic and overdo it, otherwise my work won't be the same quality. There are so many new designers around, I can't afford to have a bad day. They'd be quick to step in if I did.
Speaker 3.
I spent years doing ceramics, then I met a sculptor who took me on. He never paid me, but I learnt so much. I went on from there. When I had a sculpture accepted for an exhibition, I realised that sculpting could earn me a living. Now I sell about 15 sculptures a year, mainly through personal contacts. You never stop learning. I'm always looking for new textures and shapes. I tried working with marble this year. It took me over 3 months to complete the piece, so it wasn't very cost-effective, but the end result was amazing, considering I'd never tackled anything like that before.
Speaker 4.
I've always been fascinated by shoes, ever since I saw them being made by hand as a child. Then I met a shoe designer at art college, and it all fell into place. I feel it's important for shoes to be not only beautiful, but also comfortable. You have to think of the purpose of the design, the lifestyle of the wearer. That's why it takes so long to complete. When clients come to me and say they can't walk in shoes they bought from the top designers, I know I can do better. There are so many new materials now, but you can't beat a good quality leather, and the cut makes all the difference.
Speaker 5.
I've always had a gift for art, and so I trained as an art teacher. Later I moved to Italy, and I've been running painting holidays for 15 years. It's a thrill working with other people's creativity. Many of the people have never painted before. They're not going to do a masterpiece in their first go, but there's so much talent around. I'm amazed at the kind of work they go on to produce. I still accept commissions, but it takes me a long time to produce a good painting. I'm not really conscious of the practicalities of being a commercial artist. I just love painting.
That is the end of part 3.